QR phishing searches. Sentinel targets cybercrime, Ghanaian bank ransomware. This week's cyber incidents highlighted the rapid rise of QR code phishing, a large-scale international crackdown on African cybercrime, and a significant ransomware attack on a Ghanaian bank. Kaspersky reported a five-fold surge in QR code phishing during the second half of 2025, with attempts increasing from 46,969 in August to nearly 250,000 by November. Threat actors increasingly embed malicious QR codes in emails and attachments to conceal phishing URLs, bypass security tools, and exploit less protected smartphones. Victims are often redirected to fake HR alerts, spoofed Microsoft or corporate login pages, or fraudulent invoices, leading to credential theft, financial fraud, and data breaches. Experts recommend robust email security solutions and heightened user vigilance to counter these threats. In response to the growing cybercrime crisis in Africa, Interpol-led Operation Sentinel was conducted across 19 countries between October and November 2025. The operation resulted in 574 arrests, the takedown of over 6,000 malicious links, the seizure of $3 million in equipment, and the decryption of six ransomware variants. Targeting ransomware, business email compromise, BEC, and digital extortion, the initiative addressed cyber incidents causing $21 million in losses. Authorities emphasized the importance of cybersecurity for regional stability and recommended measures such as DMARC, multi-factor authentication, MFA, and regular incident response exercises. Amid these efforts, a Ghanaian bank suffered a ransomware attack resulting in $120,000 in losses and the encryption of 100 terabytes of data. 30 terabytes were later recovered. The incident disrupted operations and underscored the vulnerabilities of financial institutions. Experts warn that outdated infrastructure, weak response planning, and unstructured digital banking adoption increase risk, making proactive monitoring, compliance, and financial integrity essential safeguards.